Okay, so we're up to this beautiful pasuk we say in the Haggadah. We have the perek tezayin pasuk zayin. Okay, tezayin pasuk zayin. Revava kitzemach asode nisatich. Hashem says that I have made you numerous. The word revava is a very hard word to translate.
Here they say
okay.
To thrive.
Yeah. Wow, that's a new translation.
This is the first article.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. That's very good. That's very. I should really look at that. It's very technical. It's very intense. Okay. Over here in the Metzudas Sion, he says, "Return lema harbe revava." It's a very important word because there is a medrash which I couldn't really figure out what it means. But we know that. I'll just tell you the medrash in advance. We know that the chamushim olu bnei Yisrael mi'eretz Mitzrayim. Chamushim. Oh, look who's here.
I never had an easy walk like today.
You walk with the gutter.
Yeah, no
piece of cake. I know, I saved you. I know what you mean. I know.
Move up.
Here, over here.
You put on the mic for him?
Yeah, why not?
He's got a few. Like complaining.
It's not Har Sinai today.
Oh, it was thundering before. It just sounded like it.
Learn. So we're up to Perek Tezayin Pasuk Zayin. Okay, Perek Tezayin Pasuk Zayin. Revava kitzemach hasod nisatich. I have made you numerous. The word revava is a hard word to translate. If you look at the Metzudas Sion, he says revava means return to Lomar harbe revavos. Many revavos. Revava is 10,000. And when it says over here nisatich, now I don't know how the Metzudas arrives at his interpretation that it means harbe. A revav is 10,000, and indeed in the Midrashim, it says the word revava, there are Midrashim that say it means precisely 10,000. But he says here it means harbe revavos, v'ribo hu aseres alofim. So Hashem has made us as numerous, like 10,000. 10,000 multiplied by many times, kitzemach chasodeh nisatich, like the blades of the grass, I've made you. Vatirbi, you have increased. Vatigdali, and you grew. Vatovohi, and you came. Ba'adi adoyim. That's a hard expression to translate, which simply means you came to a point in time in your life when you are roy, you're fitting for ornaments, for jewelry.
Say this on Pesach.
Exactly. This part we say in the Haggadah. For jewelry. Jewelry means that means that you've reached puberty. Puberty, so you're a girl who has reached puberty, now she is fitting to receive gifts, jewelry. Shadayim nachoynu, your breasts have developed, a sign of maturity. Usa'orech tzimech, your pubic hairs have sprouted. Va'at, and yet at this moment in time, you were still a rom ve'erya, two words which mean for our purposes the same thing, you were completely naked. So we have a young girl who has matured, developed, and she's ready for marriage, and yet she is lying here in the field naked.
Isn't there something like this in Shira Shira?
We say this in the Haggadah. In the Haggadah we say this.
Yeah, I know, but in Shira
Shira. No, I don't know. Could be, okay. Let's see over there in the Mitzudah is a Revava. The terminology of the Mitzudas always goes back to the Chamul, which refers to the person who finds her on the street. This man who finds this little girl lying in the field, he's called the Chaymel, the one who shows compassion. And he, the Chaymel, is a marshal for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaChaymel Hazeh Hivticham promised them Shetia L'Revava U'Laharbois Banim. Promised them that they will be L'Revava. He promised this girl that she will be numerous, she will produce children to be numerous. Like the blades of the grass, return to Leimar. Hamokoim, Hifram, the Hirbam, Nimshalis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has caused them to multiply. Hifram, the Hirbam, Bimitzrayim, Kemosha Kosov, Uvne Yisrael, Paru, Vayishritsu, Vayirba, Vayatsmu, Bimoid Mod. Give a Tirbi, you have increased, Vayyos, Vayyoska, Alpenas, the Hoyisa, Nikadeles, Umi, Umenes. When you were lying on the field, you grew. Umi umenes. Now umi umenes means you were nursed. Who nursed her? Doesn't say who. But tigdili bekaima, you developed in height, you were tall. Uvasa lizman haroy lehiskashet bikishutim yafim, and you have now reached a time in your life when you are fit to be adorned with jewelry. Heim yimei hanayos. Shadayim nochoinu. Hashadayim shalucho hayu goylam kol tzachon, have reached their normal stage of development. Usaar b'moklin beis ha'erva ha'yam natzmiach, and pubic hair sprouted, v'heim simoni naros. And yet at this time, the at eron the area, v'od ha'yisa aruma m'blik sus ke'es shendolda, you were still naked, like when you were born. Ritzan alaymar, shahayu merubim be'uch lusin, u'gidoylim b'koyach, u'bozman ha'gu'ula. And here is the key words of the Metzudas, which really is a medrash. Avul hayu arumim mibli zichus umasim tovim. Klal Yisrael had no merits. The nakedness here means they had no merits whatsoever.
So what were they big from?
Oh, in number and power. Uvnei Yisrael paru by Yisrael.
He actually says that. He said, "Kemigdal David Savaraya Shnei Shadayach Kemi Avarim." So it's the general same terminology,
same idea. Klal Yisrael, they were numerous, they were strong, they were powerful, they were strong, they were numerous in number, but they had no zuchusim, they had no merits. Now this pasuk is very critical to understand. This pasuk, you can from Yechezkel, you can extract pshat in the pasuk in Bereishis. Adam and Chava, before the chait, arumim v'lo yisbo shoshu. So what does it mean? They were naked, and they were not embarrassed. So simply means, like even it means they were naked, there was no Yetzirah. But on a much deeper level, and the makar for that is this pasuk, Eitz Hadas.
There was no Yetzirah.
So therefore there was nothing to be embarrassed about. That's the simple understanding. Everyone understands that. As a children, we're taught that. It's pasuk. But there's a much, much deeper meaning to the pasuk, and that deeper meaning can only be understood after you read this pasuk. We just read the words of the Mitzvah of David, which means when it says here that you're naked, Aaron the area, Arumim Mibli Zichus Umaisim Toivim. Adam and Chava, Hashem created them, Hashem put them in Gan Eden, Hashem gave them everything.
Except Zchus Avos.
What?
They didn't have zero.
The Adam, the Ishtoi, what does the pasuk say? They were arumim, which meaning they had no zuchos. They had no merits. They didn't do any mitzvahs. They had no mitzvahs. They were there to enjoy the ride. Okay, enochinami. They had no mitzvahs, but at least you should feel ashamed that you're a free rider. They came to the senior citizen center. And they got a free lunch.
No, you paid for it. We're getting back your taxes.
Okay, so Adam and Chava, they came to the center of Gan Eden, and everything was given to them for free. They didn't earn anything. V'lo yispo shashu. They had no shame. That was the chait. That was a chait.
Who says that's chassidus?
They say this. So in other words, what's the kash? The kash is how
they
does
should
it?
Have had a chait.
The question is how does it come? How does it come? Chava to sin the eight sadas. How does it come? Adam to be nichshol. There's a princess. You just come sin. There's a rule. Avera goyeres avera.
Oh, so the first avera.
Whenever there's an avera, you can be guaranteed that avera started with something else. No such thing that avera just every avera, its seed is planted from a previous avera. So eating of the Eitz Hadas is a very significant avera. Where was the shoresh of that avera? The avera of they were naked, the lo yispo shashu. They should have been embarrassed. Doesn't mean embarrassed physically. It means they should have been ashamed. Here we are, we're being nenef from Gan Eden, and we didn't earn this. The only reason why Hashem put us in this world was that if Hashem wants to be made, He put us right into Gan Eden, right into Olam Haba. But we would not enjoy Olam Haba because it's called Nichla Dekisufa. It's bread of shame. If we were, the Neshama was put directly into Olam Haba, how could we be nene from the Ziv Hashchina when we didn't earn this? Oh, that's right. So Hashem puts us in this world. We have Nisyonos, and you do mitzvahs. I may be in the Sion, you've earned your portion in Olam Haba, Olam HaEmes. So Adam and Chava were living in the Olam Haba, in this world. Oh, that was the shorish of chay to come now to the Achilas Eitz Hadas. And it's all rooted, mamash. See, you wouldn't be able to say that unless you have a pasuk like this. The at eight on the area. You're naked from what? Not physically naked. You're naked from mitzvahs, ma'asim tovim. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi says, "Revava kitzamach k'moish ne'amar uvnei yishol." So here, what does it mean? I'm going to make you numerous like the blades of grass. Uvnei yishol padu va'yishu va'yirbu. I'm going to. That's the mean to be numerous. Ba'adi. So Rashi here says ba'adi. What does it mean ba'adi? So this, we said, is an expression which does not exist, does not have any other makar. So michlal means perfection. It means perfection. Michlal. The word michlal means like coil. It's like you repeat the word coil twice. Perfection. But beautiful. You reached an age of your life where you were beautiful. Time. You've reached a time kemo bitru b'Hashem adei ad. So what it means is you've now reached your time. Your time has come to be redeemed from Mitzrayim. Avul dunash pasar. See, we're getting over here the whole collection of Mefarshim. Rashi, dunash Menachem. Avul dunash pasar also loshon odi, which means umishkal adi adoyim. Now the word according to means it means ornament. It means a jewelry. Umishkal adi adoyim. And this expression, Mishkal means the expression, the form of grammar of Adi Adoyim Hu Min Yud Shemois. It's part of Yud Yud. Now, I know what he means over here of Yud Shemos. There are 10 nouns. I don't really know what he means over here by 10 nouns. Ari Aroyim, lions. Tzvi Tzvayim, Gidi Gidoyim. They go together. Okay, so there are 10 different expressions. Rav Dunash points out that in Tanakh you'll find 10 different expressions like this, where you have an ornament, a noun, which you double to emphasize the point. So that's what it means over here. We have over here that bottom line is we have three interpretations, at least from Rashi, what it means. Adi Adoyim, either it means you were perfect, you reached a stage of perfection, of beauty. Or it means you've reached your time, your time has come. Or it means you are now fitting to receive jewelry. The Mitsudos, just to review, the Mitsudos, he translated it, Adi Adoyim means a jewelry. Okay? He learns like Dunash, like the third interpretation in Rashi. Next words, Usorech. Your hair is Tzimeach, your hair is sprouted, Simoni Narus. The pubic hair sprouted. V'at erom v'erya min hamitzvah. Same chazal that you were naked from mitzvahs, not physically naked. Let's see. Radak radak pasuk zayin revava mavurhu lamala. We already explained this in detail above in the previous pasuk. V'atibur v'atigdali kamash amar v'yibur v'yatzmu b'moed ma'id. Echam hem b'dibur hamitzvah v'yechem hem b'dibur haguf. Why does it say over here two different expressions? V'atirbi means in both in quantity and in quality. Okay, both things. V'atavoy ba'adi adoyim boos le'es. So here he learns the word Adi as the second interpretation in Rashi. It means a time. Your time has come. Boso le'eis sha'at ru'uya la'adi adoyim. You've reached the time where you're fitting for Adi adoyim. Kenara she'giya zman liyos le'ish. The time where you're fitting for Julie when a narab gets married. Roy la'adosa. A chasan has to beautify his kala with jewelry. Okay, this is minag Yisrael. It's not something to be taken lightly. It's not something that minag Yisrael is the chasan. It's supposed to, well, the patch. What he said.
Uyim shoban, yes, the shoban. You're talking there like Adam Mechava, right?
It means to give her the best. The double expression means you don't just give the kala ordinary jewelry, you give her the best, the most expensive. Kemo melech melachim, and we have an example melech melachim. Every time we have something which is double, which means it's an expression which means the best. Vaymar Hashem said, "Ale eschem me'oni Mitzrayim." V'ho'adi hu kesef uchli zav. Adi means a ornament of silver and gold. Usmalois and clothing. Shenitzlu me'es Mitzrayim. So here is something very fascinating. The Radak, and he's telling us here that Adi Adoyim refers to the Bizas Mitzrayim. The Bar Hashem said, I want you to go to the Egyptians and ask them to lend you beautiful clothing, to lend them the clothing. The Adoni of Yizchon Levracha perish ba'adi Adoyim, Adi Haguf. It means It means the beauty. It doesn't mean our jewelry. It means the beauty of the body itself, which means the physical features. The body has now reached adiaguf. Like the pasuk goes on to say, is that your breasts have developed usorich tzimech, and the pubic hairs have sprouted. The eluhin tzivoni nairus period. Tuchunas hashadayim v'haseyar hatzameach b'makom erva period. V'yitachein b'adi adoyim al derech mashul al chuki haTorah u'mishpatim atavu shem ka'adi. We can also learn this homiletically to refer to the mitzvahs. That now the time has come when you are fitting to be mekabel the mitzvahs. K'mosh nemar b'derech mashul ki levias chinhem l'roishecha. That mitzvahs are like a necklace. Mitzvahs are like a necklace around our neck. V'anokim and chains l'gargoyosecha. Two different words. It's something which accompanies a chain for your head and chains around your throat. Basically means it's a mashal for the mitzvah. So I think over here, you can go look through, I think we have over here in the Radak more interpretations. Either adi adoya means jewelry, or it also means physical beauty, or physical signs of beauty which comes with maturity, physical maturity. And then he goes on to say another interpretation, that it means beauty of mitzvahs. Hashem has now given us a time when he gave us the mitzvahs.
So that's just the opposite of the area.
Right, the time has now come where you're fitting, where it's fit for you to receive mitzvahs, and you have none yet. You're still naked. You still do not yet have, I did not yet give you the mitzvahs. And therefore, I'm going to give you the mitzvahs. Tzimeach. Okay, we're going to come over here to a very long radak. Tzimeach. Poel oimed min hadagush. Ubola harois al roif hatzmicha v'al mihi rosam. Tzimech means the sprouting forth. It's swift sprouting forth of maturity. V'at erom v'erya. Okay, so here we go. Long radak. You were completely naked. Okay, aruma ugluya kiyom aleda. You were naked like that. You were born. V'at erom v'erya. Sham yisparesh b'chisarayin b'yoyin. Sham yisparesh b'chisarayin. Period. Shame. We'll see what that means. B'yoynes antir game. Be'uram uve'erya. Ve'evshar shehem toyar. It's a description. Ve'amar erom loshen zohar. Shekevin shumash l'knesset Yisrael yidaber pam loshen zohar pam loshen nekevot. Since these are mishalim for the Jewish people, so therefore it's proper to refer to it loshen zohar and loshen nekeva. Loshen zohar k'neged ha'am. Loshen nekeva al knesset Yisrael. Fine. Okay, so that's one grammatical point we should know. Aroim is Lashon Zohar, even though here we're referring over here to a little girl, and the girl is Nekeva. So the question is, why do we shift expressions from Zohar to Nekeva? The answer is because we're referring to Klal Yisrael. Fine. Uperosh Eryoim V'Eryo, what does it mean that we're naked? It cannot be taken literally. Alder Hamash, so you're talking Kemashmoy, Shayu Lushim, Begodim, Pichusim, Kishavuyim, V'Avodim. So first he wants to say a very interesting interpretation, that it means that, relatively speaking, you were naked. The type of clothing you were wearing was shmatis. That's what you were in, pajamas. Right, that's like you were like a shmatis.
V'Arehim, Kilu. Business clothes.
What?
No.
You were
not business.
You were
they were slaves. You so were you look at these people. This is what you're wearing. You're wearing such tattered clothing. Ki'ilu heim arumim. It's as if they were naked. Oh yeah, derech mashal shayarumim mitzvos. Oh, so now he goes to what it says in Rashi and in the Mitzudos. It means that you're naked from mitzvos. Mi mitzvos ha'avos lishmar derech Hashem lasayt stakum mishpat v'chem shadaim nechaynu. What does it mean that your breasts have developed? Mashla ha Torah shebeksav v'Torah shebalpeh shayin nechoynos.
That's exactly what they did in
Torah shebeksav v'Torah shebalpeh. Shehayu nechoynos, they were now developed. L'sitolohem b'tzeisam l'sitolohem b'tzeisam b'mitzrayim. V'chen yisparish b'mashla shir hashirim shnei shadayich. Is that when you finish your shirim, your two breasts, which refers to Torah shebeksav v'Torah shebalpeh. So now you're fitting to receive these two. The Shaddai, they give sustenance to the children. So to the Torah Shebechsav and the Torah Shebalpeh, it provides sustenance, nourishment for the soul. This is very sadistic Chazal, is that the Badim in the Kodesh HaKodashim, Chazal say the Aroin had the Badim, and the Badim lo yasudu mimenu, and the Badim were movable in the they were movable in the rings. So you can slide it this way, you can slide it that way. So when they carried it, we assume they were equal. They was 50-50, so it was, they carried it normally. But when they put the Aron in the Kodesh HaKodashim, they pulled the Badim along the rings, so it should push against the Parayches. So when you're on the outside of the Parayches, you would see there were two protrusions against the Parayches. And Chazal are very graphic. Kishnei Shadayim Shalisha. Like the two Shadayim Shalisha pushing against her garments. So, I mean, that's a very bizarre thing. Tell this, you know, this is like an R-rated type of a Maifer Chazal. You don't want to teach children. So, but here we're mature people, so what does that mean? What is Chazal telling us over here? That the Torah, the Beis HaMikdash, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Yabad, the holiest of the holiest place, there should be a filter in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. How can you have such a graphic description of the Shnei Shadayim of an Isha connected to the Parochas? It's mamish, bizarre, right? The Torah says no, because that's really what the Torah is. The Torah is in the Aron, and the Torah is nourishing Klali, so like a mother. Just like a mother nourishes her child through her Shadayim, the Torah HaKadosha, that is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, upon which the Shechin is resting, is the source of nourishment for the entire world.
It's the feeding source.
That is why Chazal were very precise in their imagery of what it looks like.
Because we're at the same Adrega to Rabbeinu Shalom like a baby.
Right. Hashem
just
is the
like
Oimei.
A baby, if he doesn't have his breast, he'll yell.
There's a sugar.
He doesn't see any problem.
Why? What is Emuna? Emuna comes from Loshon of an Oimei. To nurse a child. When you have a emuna, you're nursing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why this image of the badim is the image of the Shnei Shadayim, and you see that to some degree over here in this pasuk as well. Okay, the Shtaima, let's go further in the Radak. V'chein, furthermore, u'se'orech tzimech, your hairs have sprouted. Mashal liyachidim shebi Yisrael sheperishu midrach hara'a me'ez shehis nabul hamanavim v'mitzrayim. They separated from evil when the Nevi'im prophesied to them in Egypt. Who were the Nevi'im? Moshe, Aaron, Miriam, and they listened and they stood down from evil. Unbelievable radak. Lech v'yosafta zignei Yisrael v'hanizirim v'yapurushim magdilim sa'aram. Now he goes on to a nazir. Look at this. This is an incredible thing. A chiddush, he says. A nazir and a parush magdilim sa'aram lefika chaseir mashalohem. Everything a nazir. What's a nazir? Someone who grows long hair. Why did the Torah tell the person to grow long hair? So you learn Masech the Nazir 100 times, and you'll never come out here such a chiddush from like the Radak says. Because when the Nazir is growing long here, it's being merames what it says over here in Pasuk Zayin that we just read. Usorech tzimeach. Pshuto shall make refers to the pubic hair. But usorech tzimeach, what it means? It means pubic hair. And what is pubic hair? You have exited, you have left a state of katnus, and you have now entered a state of godless. So in the mind, a person's whole life is going from states of Ketane Amona, the people who are Maminin. So when a person grows long hair as a Nazir, he's in a spiritual ascent. He's climbing spiritually. He is like a child who is maturing from Katnus to Godless. So the hair that's growing on his head as his Nazirus is a Remes, is Mesamel, the pubic hair that accompanies a katan transforming into an adult. I mean, that's amazing chiddush. I mean, it's off the charts what the Radak is saying.
Could you give it to me in a note for my wife?
I don't understand.
She wants me to
log here.
For Yantin, for Pesach.
Sorech Tzinech. This is...
The wedding is
So Asar Moshalohem. Okay, so this is awesome shot. In you have to save this from Masech the Nazir, which is long past. Okay, you have to wait like almost 7 years until the first time you learn Masech Nazir. Dafyom. V'chein b'moshal Hashirim. Sarech ke'eder ho'izim. Your hair is like a flock of goats. Moshal al Nazirim. The Apurushim be Yisrael. So there, same over here. It says you're here. It's the same idea. Period. Ve'amar, and it says that Aaron the area. Alroiv Yisrael show you be Mitzrayim Shem Aleihem. Vayamru vi, they rebelled against Hashem. Veloy avu l'shmoy elai. Ish eshikutzei anehem lo yishlichu. Each man did not the abominations of his eyes. He did not cast away. V'hoyu arumim min hamitzvos la'asot tzedakah mishpat. And the majority of Klal Yisrael, they were Yechidim. See, he learns here, interesting, is that it's very fascinating. The Radak is saying that he's bringing up the Pasuk. He's saying the word Shadayim Nechoynu U'Seorech Tzimeach refers to Yechidim, refers to individuals who were fitting, who transformed from the Ketani Almona to Maminim. And then when it says V'at Eirom V'Eriah, this is the Hamoinam, the masses. The masses were still not with the program.
The you also of, see by the Goyim,
yeah.
Because we have the Loyasa Karcha, they actually shave the heads off.
So you're saying a pshat, a denial. We have reached Shlemos. You're saying a pshat, you're saying a very deep pshat. Take this to the other degree, to be bald, to shave off your head.
So all these skinheads and all the guys, the big yichas, they want to have a shaved head.
They're trying to. We're perfect.
Go away.
There's nothing more we need to do. We don't. We have already achieved the.
We don't have a mono. We don't need it.
The Yonis and Terugim Ribisa Kitzimcha Chalka Yahavischa. Now he's going into the Targum. We have a Rashi. You have the Rashi soon. The next page. It's very simple. Massively long Rashi on the next page. So Rashi is going to go through the whole Targum. So we'll wait. Targum is pretty. A lot of things that we said. Targum already. We already touched upon the Targum, but we'll come to the Targum a little later on. Now before we go to the next pasuk, just important. You cite this pasuk is one of the makaris for this very famous medrash. That says that when the people of Bnei Israel gave birth to children, the Egyptians desperately tried to kill the children. So the women who were pregnant, they went out into the fields to hide from the Egyptians that they should not know that they're giving birth to a baby. And they gave birth, and what happened? The Egyptians anyway followed afterwards. They came out with stones and with bricks to smash the heads of the babies. And miraculously, when they gave birth, the earth swallowed up the babies. The earth miraculously swallowed the babies. And Hashem somehow miraculously during that time sustained these infants. They were freeze-dried underground in the earth. And then when it came time for Yitzias Mitzrayim, miraculously the babies who were born in the fields in hiding, they blossomed forth Kitzema Chasodeh, like blades of grass. And how many? How many children? So at least Rivavah, 10,000. The measure is at least 10,000 children who were born in Egypt, in the fields, in hiding, that was swallowed by the earth in the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Miraculously, they came forth like blades of grass. And the miracle was the parents were able to identify. This is before DNA. Before DNA, yet the parents and the children of the parents miraculously were able to identify who was who. That is a pretty big miracle. And
that's the makar for my name.
Mayor?
Apple dwarfs.
Apple? Yeah.
Dwarfs.
Dwarfs?
Dwarf.
Dwarf?
Dwarf. You know what a dwarf is?
No.
The little man.
Yeah, a dwarf. A dwarf.
Under the
a dwarf.
Apple trees, you have the little man.
Really? That's where it comes from?
But a dwarf is a dwarf.
Yeah.
Apple. Tachas hatapuach.
D-W. I didn't say dwarf.
Okay, but the tapuach is where they conceived. That's another chazal. That's where they conceived. Not where they gave birth. All right, let us move further. Okay, pasik ches ve'evar alayich. So here is a very famous pasik. Another very famous pasik. I passed upon you ve'erech, and I saw you ve'hinei iteich etz dodim, and it was a time of love. Time of love. Efrois kinafi alayich. I spread my wing upon you. I spread my garment upon you. I covered your nakedness. I swore to you. Hashem says, I took an oath. I entered into a covenant with you. And you became mine. You were mine. Let us see the mitzvos. David pasuk ches. I have seen the choymel, the marshal according to the mitzvahs, the choymel, the one who has compassion. So that now the time has come when I can show you compassion, love, as eternal loymar. Lokachas oischal ish. The time has come for me to take you as a wife. I spread my garment. lechasoyis bitzilitzu, you should have shelter in my shade. V'hu inyan nisuin. Also, this is a very powerful pasuk. This, you find this pasuk where? Anyone remember? Rus. Uforasta chinofecha ala mosecha. Here we are employing the same terminology, and this is the makar. Why the Sfardim? It's a shame why the Ashkenazim don't do this. Is when the Sfardim,
the Yekas do it.
They put a talus over the chasna kala. They start under one talus. So we don't do. Ashkenazim don't do it. They would go to the chuppah. So the chuppah is also begeder. The chuppah is begeder. Uforasta chinofecha ala mosecha, to spread your garment over your maidservant. Okay, let's see. I covered your nakedness. What?
And I
covered your nakedness. I swore to you. I'm not going to rebel against you. I'm not going to betray you. That's such a very powerful word. It's so powerful not to betray a person. A person is good to you. How can you betray a person? HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises us he's not going to betray us. I forged a covenant with you concerning this. And so it was, you were my wife, to take refuge in my shadow. I did for you miracles, even though, as if you were, this is very funny when the Mishnah says, I did for you miracles as if you were deserving of them. In other words, I made you feel.
Well, she didn't have any mitzvahs yet. That's what we're talking about.
Hashem gave us two mitzvahs, right? It's an amazing thing.
I gave you credit.
I made you feel good, even though you did not deserve it. I gave you the Torah, and I swore to you, you are my nation. Okay, let us take a look over here at Rashi. Rashi, Pasik, Ches. Dodim, the time of love has arrived. Okay, there's a time, there's very, sorry, there's an ace. This is a very powerful expression. Ace doidim. Not all times in life are the same. Everyone has different tekufas in life. There's a time of doidim. You have the 24 itim in Koheles. Ace lehoiv, ace lesno, ace lechabek, ace lechabek. So here you have another, you have a 29. Look at this. You can add this to your list. Add this to your list as the ace doidim. A time of love. Not every moment in life is a time of love. It's a shas, a mesugel. There are tkufis when you sense it's a zman mesugel for there to be. The famous Gemara says that one of the atanoim amaroim, you know this chazal that you love, is that when they got married, we were so in love that we can sleep together on a bed the size of a needle, because. Now the Tana says even you have mamish a house the size mamish a whole city.
It's not big enough
to separate. how far of a separation we need from one another. There's an ace dudim. There's a time of love. Okay, let's see what it's Rashi. Rashi says, "Efrois kenafi kanaf bigdi, the corner of my garment." It's interesting. Also, the corner of a garment is also the place of tzitzis. This is also drush. Hashem said, "I spread the corner of my garment upon you." What does that mean? What is upon the corner of the garment? Tzitzis. What is tzitzis bigamatria? 600. Plus the eight 12, strings, no? The eight strings, 600 with two yuds. With the two yuds, it's 600 plus the two string, plus the eight strings, plus the five knots is 613. So when it says here that I spread the corner of my garment upon you, al derech drush, what it's saying is I gave you taryag mitzvos. You were naked. The nakedness means you had no zechus, no termites, and I gave you taryag by spreading the tzitzis. I swore to you, so here we have a Mordechai Yisoid from Rashi, and the word Lachain, this begins the Dalil Shonis of Gula. Here we are, before Pesach, the four lashonis of gula v'yotzeis v'yitzal v'yot v'lokachti, and the way the four lashonis mean the word lochein. The word lochein is an expression which means a shavua. Okay, v'avoy bivris oisach, I entered into a covenant with you. Hinei dam abris asher karas Hashem imochem, the dam abris. That refers to parashas. We learned that in Mishpatim, right? This I think is Mishpatim. Hashem, or maybe the Dam Habris. When Hashem, by Matan Torah, Hashem, Moshe shechted a par, and he half the blow went on Klal Yisrael, and half the blow went on the Mizbeach. Period. Let's see now the Radak. The Radak pasuk. The Radak and pasuk ches. V'avar alayich v'arech v'hinei itoch. And behold, v'nei itech, your time is the ace dodim, the time of love. Shenigleisi lemoshe besne, v'asa v'asa b'mitzvaysai, oisoysim ofsim v'heresi ki ace dodim higia, the time of love has arrived, shenolchanti b'avurayich v'mitzrayim ad shor tzisicha misham yod chazaka. I have fought on your behalf until I take you out of Mitzrayim with the yod chazaka. So here we learn in this Rashi, that the time of love was the time of the sneh. It's very interesting, and that was the moment that Rashi, the Radak, all the different events that you could say, you can point, and you can say the time of love has arrived. The Radak is honing in on the time when Hashem appeared to Moshe at the burning bush. Why is that called a time of love? The fact that there can be fire, there can be consumption, combustion, and yet there's survival. There's no greater love than that. That's the Churban. The Churban, what was the Churban all about? Hashem sent down a fire to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, but it was a time of love. Why? Because Hashem spared Klal Yisrael. When there is fire and there is no Churban, this is a zman of chiba, the time of the churban Beis Hamikdash. What happened? The kruvim were muravim ze boze. The whole time, all the years when they were worshiping over the Zohar, the kruvim were not looking at one another because there was a son Ekelesh Baruch who had anger against Klal Yisrael. So the kruvim did not face one another. But yet, miraculously, when the zman of the churban arrived, the kruvim once again they faced one another, because that was a sign of chiba that Hashem was pouring out His anger on the stone and bricks and was preserving Klal Yisrael. So here He says something very similar in this idea. He says that the time of love is when Ekelesh Baruch Hu, at the time of the burning bush, the sneh was burning and nothing happened to Klal Yisrael. Next, the Ephros, continuing the Radak. Radak Pasaches, for Ephros, Kinofi Olaich, Kamosh Nemar, Uforasto, Kinofech, Alamosech, Higolota, Rus and Boyas, Koloimar, Amarti Shetiu Lilom, I say you should be my people, Kamosh Nemar, Vilkati Eschem Lilom, Vechase Ervosech, a cover Yenikin, Shayi, Shayi, so Oron Vierya, Uchis, Sicha, and I cover you, the Imkimashmoi, became a broad and Tavim, Kamosh Rational, and Vilkha Toyva, Shehoi. Ras shehoi rasi eskem benisim uvneflos sheher esi lochem ad sheshavtem kulchem leemuna toiva. Or it means that I've done for you miracles. I showed you miracles, so you should do have emuna. Ve'ein erva v'dovara beinechem, and there was no. All of you, Asher Shavtim Kulchem Le'emuna Toiva. The entire Klal Yisrael did Teshuk. This is the Radak L'shitasoi, because Radak before said V'at Eirom V'Eriya was a code for the Hamoin Am. The Hamoin Am were not observant. Now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done kindness, the Hamoin Am did Tshuva, and everyone, there was not even one person in the entire Klal Yisrael that was not a Maimin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the koyach to influence people to have Emuna. Someone told me that. There's that person said to his friend, I'm going to daven for you. So he said to his friend, daven for me? This is not going to help. I don't have emuna. I don't believe in anything. I don't believe. So you can't help a person that doesn't believe, doesn't want to help himself. So he said, no, that's what I'm davening. I'm davening that you should have emuna. I'm davening that you should have emuna. So it's exactly what Sylvia Kadosh Baruch Hu, the at Eirum the area, the Radak says, they had no emunah.
That's the same with Yerushalayim. What? You can't daven chutz for Yerushalayim.
But you can daven for Yerushalayim.
That you should have
Yerushalayim. So this is the same thing over here. According to Radak L'shitasoi, Eirum v'Eriya, you had the Hamoinav had no emunah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael the gift of emunah. he put it into them, which is the
you
ultimate.
You see this by Kriyas Yamsu that a Shifcha had more.
Lo Shechi Mashloiro Yichas Lemuzi. She saw Hashem gave a gift of
Emunah more than.
I don't know if they had, but they saw. Not that they had. They get an opportunity
you
believe, to draw.
You see, you believe, seeing is believing, you know?
Not Mukhruch. I don't believe. Know. I don't know. You can see miracles. You see miracles. They fade right away. You have to want. You have to want. I always think that in my mind that someone once went to Rabbi Cheskel, I think it was Rabbi Cheskel Levinstein. I think it was. Maybe not him. Another one of the Bali Muslim. They said, I have problems with Emunah. I just don't, you know? So he says, there are two things you have to do. Number one, learn Chumash Rashi. This is a Messiah in Klal Yisrael. If you learn Chumash Rashi, Parsha, it's magic. There's no greater magic. Somehow, some way, it puts into a person Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the second thing he told him, or maybe it was someone else, you have to have Emunah to have Emunah. And what does that mean? That's a tough plunge. All right, but here they were given the gift of Emunah. Hashem Okay, so here we have the same thing as Rashi. The word Lochain is a Shavua, and Hashem is Ani Hashem. I fulfilled my Shavua. Next, Vo'avo Bevris Itoch Bahar Sinai. I appear to Moshe in the burning bush. That's what the Rashi quoted. Rashi took that from the Targum. That's a very important makar, is that the love Hashem showed is the burning bush. Okay, let's now go to the next pasuk. Pasuk test. We were going to have this very long Targum, which is going to get us into trouble. Okay, pasuk. Pasuk test. Now, Pasuk test, I made a mistake, yes. I told you yesterday there are 13 things Hashem did for us. Right? 13 things, and I told you the 13 things start with what it says in the beginning, in the back in Pasuk Dalet. That was a big mistake. Pasuk Dalet, if you look back in Pasuk Dalet, it said there, Umo le dosayich, b'yoyim hu le desoysach, with regard to your birth, on the day that you were born, le koras shorech, your umbilical cord was not cut, you were not bathed, lemishi to shine you, vehamleach loy humlachat, you were not salted, vehachtel loy chutot, you were not swaddled. Okay, that's no, and I told you there were 13 acts of kindness which HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. And I told you it started from that pasuk. That is incorrect. The 13 things that we're going to learn are now what it begins now in Pasuk Zayin. In Pasuk Zayin, there are 13 acts of kindness Hashem did for us. And Chazal say, before we even see what it says inside, why 13? What's the significance of 13 besides? I told you yesterday, Bris Milah. But 13 is also in the Mishkan, the building of the Mishkan, the Bnei Yisrael, they donated 13 different items. Zav, Chesef, Mechoshes, Argamon, Tlashani, Sheish, Morsar, the Atzishitim, V'chulu, there were 13 things. So therefore, the reason why we donated to the Mishkan precisely 13 different 13 different forms of gifts is kineged the 13 acts of kindness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done with us at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now, what are the 13 acts of kindness? So here we begin to enumerate them, and it says pasuk tes ve'er chotzeich b'mayim, I washed you with water, ve'eshtoif domayich ne'olayich, and by doing so I cleansed, I removed, washed away the blood from upon you. Vo asuchech bashamen, and I smeared you, I anointed you with oil. Let's do one pasuk at a time so we don't get too confused. Pasuk test. Ve'erchatzech ad lo lekachtich liisha, before I took you in marriage, lachatzti oisach b'mayim, I washed you in water, lachasem b'mcha hagi'ul, ve'alichluch, to remove from you the disgust, the filth. Ve'shafatet ve'shatafti b'mcha dam hadleida, I bathed, I removed the dam aleda, v'sachti oisach v'shem, and I smeared you with oil. Return to Leimar, ad lekibalta ha-torah v'tzivisi oisach l'skadish l'konis, before kibalta ha-torah, before you mekabel the Torah, tzivisi oisach l'skadish, to sanctify, u'lechabes ha-simolois k'mo shekasso v'kidashtam hayom mochar v'chibesu simloisam. So this is an amazing mitzudos. He's drawing from, it's a chazal. He's taking what it says here, the cleaning, which means you went to mikvah. It really means you went to mikvah. Hashem said before Matan Torah, everyone should go to mikvah, everyone should immerse their clothing in the mikvah. And that's what it means over here, when it says, I bathed you, and I took away your blood and you and your clothing. Now, the Metzudas does not tell us, though, the significance of the oil. Okay, that he does not find a parallel in the Pasuk at Matan Torah of where we were anointed with oil. Let's see Rashi. Rashi Pasuk Tes. Here we go. Now, we have to hold on, because this is so hard for me. I actually brought with me the translation. See, it's the Val day. Everything is online. Chabad, they have rights to the entire Judaica press. I actually spoke to the person who was a Mazel person. He trained me. He once trained me. He trained me how to use live stream. You know, there's a service in the summers. I once got a gig. I still do it to do Tisha B'Av and Shashar Deveteves, to do all to Mandel, to do all this stuff online for him. It involves a lot of things. But part of the thing is I live stream. So this fellow from Chabad, he was the one who did it for the Aguda. Now everyone does. Now it's and the people are using other services now. But I still like law. I think they're the best still.
One of the first people involved in his yard site is today.
With what?
His yard site is today.
Who's yard site?
Ellie Teitelbaum.
Oh, I was telling
he's the one who was the first radio of Mishnayos.
Today's his yard site. Wow.
Daf HaYomi.
I knew him.
Nassim Sherman was his narrator for the Daf HaYomi. 7 years before they even first came out
I knew him when I was very, very little.
He had all the new technology. I mean, in Borough Park, if you look at 44th
Street. Yeah, I went to his house.
The whole street, they had a cable of telephone
They ripped up the whole street. Right. And put in the cables and dial it off.
And
he
worked together with a guy in the Babbage by the name of Halberstam, Chaim Baruch, who ran the phones for the Fabrangans.
Oh, yeah, so he helped them.
He walked into a room. There was a room. This was in the 60s. The whole wall had like 30, 40 telephones. London, whatever. Whenever there was a friend, they had the old time
switchboards.
Of course.
But then eventually, Ellie and him, they developed a switch system that you could have one or two telephones and you had switches. Then it became computerized. You don't need anything at all. Today you can...
Zechus o Yogin Aleinu. He was such a marvelous
player. He was another Shane. He was Nifta. But today...
Hafel, he was a very great person. I knew him. I knew him as a child. I knew him at one point even well.
He started the first Pichei Records, the choir in Teres Emes. Then he moved to Teres Tamima. He started the first, he was involved with Shatnas, checking mezuzahs, and against all these multi-scams, the Herbalife and whatever, he would come out against it there. And he even started the mitzvah tapes, you know.
Yeah, he was all over the place. Very productive life. He died young.
68.
I went to his levaya. Remember his levaya? It's very tragic. Yeah.
He died suddenly, or he was sick?
No, he was sick. He was sick, I think, at the end. I think if I remember. I don't remember, but yeah. All right, so I went, in Chabad, the person here is a very, very intelligent fellow. He's really in charge of technology. So he actually trained me. He taught me all the secrets, all the tricks. People learn all the tricks of using of, and part of the thing I was talking to him and I told him about, you know, Al Chabad, they're very good. I go online and I get their I print up their the translation with Rashi's. So who do you think did it? Who do you think put it up online? He was the one that put it online. So he told me they got rights from Judaica Press. Judaica Press gave them the entire, when Michal always quotes me, everything he quotes me, it's all online, Chabad.org. Entire Tanakh. So here I have over here. I printed out because I knew we get into trouble when we start reading this Rashi. Rashi test. I have smeared you with oil. Va'asuchech. Lashon Meshicha. V'chol inyan ene el lashon mashal. This entire thing is a mashal. And we already described the mashal in detail. This refers to Klai's when they went out to Yitzim. They went out to Mitzrayim. Their matzav at the time of Yiridas Mitzrayim, the Shibud of Mitzrayim. And that, as we've said so many times, why we say this sukim on Lel Pesach at the Seder. Now, the Yoinasan Perash Eskula, the Ein Lechoisev Al Targum, there's nothing to add to the Targum. Targum really says it all. He gives the entire Mashal. The Chain Perash. So here we go. Mechoi Roi Sayich Umolid O Sayich V'Goymer. So here we're going to try to translate the words of the Targum the best that we can. Okay, so here we go. To Sovuschoin V'Yalo Duschoin Me'ara Kina Anoi Noit. Your birthplace and your dwelling place and the place where you're born was the land of Canaan. Tamon there is Iskelisi el Avraham Avuchon. There in Canaan, in the land of Canaan, I revealed myself to Avraham Avinu. Bein Bisraya, between the parts. The Bris Bein HaBisad. Now, by the way, over here, the Targum is alluding to something very, very interesting. Is that the Bris Bein HaBisad appears in the Chumash, what Parsha? Appears in Parshas. I forgot, what Parsha? No, Vayera. I think Vayera, right? Vayera. It appears much later in the life of Avraham Avinu. We go through a whole long story. Avraham Avinu, he did this and that. And then later, at the end, Avraham complains, Ribbono Shel Olam, everything is very nice. I'm an old man, I'm 100 years old. I have no children. What's this all about anyway? It appears almost after Avraham Avinu's entire avoda he comes to this point. But the truth is, you look in the Farshim, a mukdam uchabat Torah. There are many different opinions on this matter, but there are many who hold that the mice of the bris bein habisarm took place in a much earlier state in the life of Avraham Avinu, before all the different things that happened. Very early on, Avraham Avinu, Hashem made with him a bris, the bris bein habisarm. You're going to have a child, Yitzchak. Not now, in 20, 30, 40 years, whatever it was, he was a young man. That's not the impression you get when you go through the Torah. The Torah implies, you read the parashas, you got at the very end of his life, then Hashem all of a sudden gave him a Yitzchak. No, it happened much earlier, in a much earlier point in time. And really, that's exactly what the Targum here alludes to. Because the Targum says, I appeared to Avram in Canaan, right? I appeared. When did Hashem appear to Avram? Avram was 3 years old. He was 48 years old, the different tikkunim Hashem appeared. And right away, the very first thing it says here in the Targum is, what happened? Between the parts, Hashem forged with Avraham Avinu the bris bein habasarm early on in his life. There's a fantastic sefer called Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam. No, I'm sorry, it's a different sefer. It's called Chaim Aruchim. Not with Chaim with Chaim Aruchim with a ches. Wait. Not long, but Aruchim with a.
Aruch,
like a Shulchan Aruch. Right, with a chaf. Chaim Aruchim. Okay, it's interesting. He has all different shittas about Avraham Avinu. It's a fantastic sefer. And there, he alludes to what is over here. The Targum is alluding to that idea. Tamon iskelisi al Avraham Avuchaim ben Bisraya. The odate da'atun no chasin limitzrayim, and I made known to Avraham Avinu at the bris bein habasarm yodaya teda kiger yerzarecha uvid ra miroimam ana parek, and uvid ra with an arm. A dra means an arm, an out zroya netuya. That is Miroimam, with an elevated. I'm not Porik Yoschan, I'm going to redeem you. I'm going to send you down to Egypt. You're going to be their slaves for 210 years. But you should know you're going to go out Bizroya Natuya. Ubizuchus Avohoschoin Ano Misarech Yos Emoroi. And in the merit of the fathers, meaning in your merit, I'm going to drive out the Amorim. Umishetse Yos Titoe. And I'm going to destroy Umishetse Yos Titoe. And I'm going to destroy the chitim, chitoe the chitim. So look, the very first pasuk that we read is that your father comes from Emori, and your mother is a chiti. That means, according to the Targum, we did not learn this interpretation yet, it means in the zuchus of the avos, I'm going to drive out the Emoriim, and I'm going to destroy the chitim. The Chitim and the Amorim were the impediments from Klal Yisrael inheriting the land. I guess the Chitim, I guess you can learn from this, that the Chitim, they were the armed forces. There were seven nations of Canaan. But the Chitim had to be destroyed. And the Amorim had to be uprooted. So somehow he alludes to that. The Targum is saying all of this is alluded to in that pasuk that began, that your birthplace is Canaan. Hashem appeared to Avraham Avinu in Canaan, in the land of Canaan, and made with him forged the bris bein habasarim, that his children will inherit the land after they go down to Mitzrayim for 400 years, and they will come out Bizroya Netuya, and then they will inherit the land in the zechus of you, Avraham Avinu, and I will destroy the Chitim and drive out the Emoriim. Next, Umoylad Tayich B'yoyim Huledit Oysach. Even though your forefathers went down to Mitzrayim, Tosavun ba'aro d'lohon, and they were sojourners. They lived in a land that's not theirs. Mishubodim, they were mishubodim. They were slaves. Umeunan lohon, and they were subjugated by then. Havas Kinishta the Yisrael Domya, the Jewish people were similar Livla Livalda Diritit to a newborn baby that is abandoned. The word diratit, diratit means diratit, or diratish. Diratish means to be abandoned. Al ape upon bura, upon the field. The law is spesek shure, whose umbilical cord was not severed.
Why is Maya, you call this in Aramaic?
Because that's the Targum. The Targum was written for the common man. The common man did not know Lashon Kodesh. The common man only knew Aramaic. No, the common man in those days only knew it. Rashi is much, much later. Rashi is modern.
I mean, this, why is Rashi writing?
Rashi, because Rashi is saying that's what he started with in the very, very time. The Ein Lehoisif Ala Targum. You're right, it's a very bizarre type of Rashi. When you have a Rashi in the whole Tanakh, Rashi quotes the entire Targum, and he says, don't be Moisif. Don't add into what it says into the Targum. The Targum is the Ikar. I don't know. Obviously, these psukim here are very critical. Rashi has to make the statement. There's something more that meets the eye, more than what it says here. I really don't know, but it's very intriguing. V'mayelo ishti teif, you will not bathe with water. Li'isna koho, to cleanse yourself. V'melach lo is melach, you will not salt it. Uvi isorin lo is asar, and you will not swaddled with cloth. Next, lechosa aloch ayin, no eye showed you compassion. Law, here is some new interpretation. Lo chasas alechoin eino de para rishia. Para, no compassion. Lemebad lechoin tava, to do for you good. Chada la'anochol lechoin mishibutchoin. Number one, to lighten the bandage, the shibut. Lerachamona alechoin, he had no rachmonis to lighten the bandage. Vigoza alechoin gezeras gimera. He decreed upon you a decree of annihilation, a gemera, lemirmeyos dechurechoin benahara, to throw your male children into the river, leabodah yoschoin, to destroy you, beidon dahavesoin b'mitzvah, the time when you were in Egypt. Next Rashi, ve'avor alayich, I came, I passed, I saw va'al duchran koyom avoschoin. And the remembrance, here Duchran means the Zeich, and the remembrance, Kayom Avoschoin, of the covenant of your father came Kodomi before me, the Iskilisi Linifri Koin, I wanted, I revealed myself to redeem you, Are Gale Kodomai, because it was known to me, Are Atun Munan Beshibudechon, you were subjugated, you were oppressed in your servitude, Va'amris Lukhoin, I said to you, Bidma. Dimhulta, in the blood of Brismila, Achus Alechoin, I will spare you. In the merit of the Zuchus of Brismila, I will show you compassion. Alechoin, v'amaris l'choin, bedam pischa, and in the merit of the blood of the Korban Pesach, Efroik Yoschon, I will redeem you. Now notice this Targum is very precise. So you see something new, a new Yesoid for Pesach. V'yamar alayich, bedamay chayi, bedamay chayi. Everyone says, oh, dam Pesach, dam Mila. The Targum has different translation. When it comes to Dam Mila, it says, Achus, I will show you Rachamim. When it comes to Pesach, he says, Efroik, redemption. There's a very big difference between redemption and compassion. The Dam Pesach was redemption. The Dam Mila was Rachmonos. Two different concepts that you don't get in your simple translation. But if you look at the Targum over here is making a point saying they're two different things. Okay, next. Rivava kitzama chasod nesaticha. Rivavos, I made you numerous. Myriads. Kitzimche chakla, like the blades of the field. Yahav techoin, I made you. Usigesoin, and you became strong. Usikeftun, you became usigei son, you became many usikeftun, you became many and you became strong. Vahave son lizar ayon, and you became a family. Ule shift in tribes. Uva ovode avo hoschoin tok naya idin, and due to the good deeds of your forefathers, tok naya idon purkan, the redemption of your forefathers, of your time came. Kinesh kinei shoschoin mita arei atun mushubdin umuunan So in the your, because you were subjugated and oppressed, your time of redemption has come. These things over here. I passed upon you and I saw you, the Iskelisi al Moshe Ba'asanai, I revealed myself to Moshe by the burning bush. It was revealed before me, the time of redemption has come, and I protected you with my words, and I removed your sins. The kaiyemis b'memri l'mifrak yoschein. I fulfilled my words to redeem you. Kimod the kaiyemis l'havoson, like I promised your forefathers. Amar shem lokim l'mehevchein am meshamesh kodemai. You will be a nation that will serve me. Berchoseich b'mayim. I washed you with water. Ufirikis yoschein mishibud mitzrayim. I did see to koyf meravosa minchein udavaris yoschein b'chevusa. And this means I washed you, I redeemed you, and I removed the strength of the Shibud. Marvosa means the Egyptians. I removed the authority that was upon you, and I spoke to you, and I spoke to you, and I led you, and I led you v'dabaris, I led you to freedom. All right, so that is the basic gist of the Pasuk Tes and Rashi Targum. We have yet to do the Radak. Okay, we're up to Radak Pasuk Tes. We're going to stop here. And tomorrow, Yirtz Hashem, we'll continue with the Radak and Pasuk Tes. Okay, so what do you want to do now? You want to go home? Make
no,
a snowman?
No,
you
want to
stay?
Okay,
you
want to stay? It's nice and warm and dry. What do we do?
Take a break, and then we'll do some.
Do they have downstairs?
We'll do